thomasofgod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hello, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, you have been teaching that hell is the unseen world. I was told by a Jehovah Witness that hell was the grave. Can you please explain this?
No, Sister Mary, there's no contradiction here or misunderstanding. There is quite a misunderstanding. You have one word which is in the Greek, the word Hades, which in one place in Scripture is interpreted as grave, and another place in Scripture which is interpreted as hell. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:55 is one of those examples. In fact, it is the only example for which where the word Hades is written in the English form as the word grave. It says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And yet, the meaning that it carries in that verse is the unseen world. But it is written in the English as the word grave. But yet the Greek word is Hades. Now, I hope you understand this. I'm not getting confused. Now, there is also this same Greek word, Hades, which 10 times Hades is written as the English word hell, and also carries the same meaning as the one word which in the English is written as grave. In both of these places, the places where it's 10 times written as hell and one time written as a grave, the meaning does not change. It is written as the unseen world. No matter where you read it from, the definition is also the same. It is the unseen world. In 1 Corinthians 15:55, it would be better understood, O death, where is thy sting? O underworld, where is thy victory? And then the other 10 times where it is not written in the English word grave, but it is written in the English word H-E-L-L, hell, it carries the same meaning. And that meaning is the unseen world. So it is a Greek word which has the same meaning, but the English word one time is written grave and 10 times is written as the word hell, but grave, where it's written as grave, it is interpreted in the Greek as unseen world, and where it is written 10 times in hell, it is written with the meaning of the unseen world. Now, there is also a Hebrew word called Sheol. And now, Sheol, the word Sheol in the Old Testament is written 31 times, is written as hell, but carries the meaning or emphasis of the unseen world. And then also Sheol is written 31 times as grave, but yet carries the meaning of the unseen world. So in both places, in the Old Testament, you have a word which is Sheol, which is written in the English as grave, and then written in the English as hell, but carries the meaning of the unseen world in both places, just like the Greek word Hades. Now, let me say this as well, because we talked about this last week or a couple of weeks ago as well, and I like to emphasize it again. I'm going to read some verses here, and in the New Testament, these verses where I'm going to get ready to read are portions of these verses. The word Hades. is written in the English word hell and is translated as the unseen world. There are those who would try to like to put this written in the English word grave, but in trying to do so, it would not work. Because, let me read the verses first. It says, thou shalt be brought down to hell. Matthew 11:23. Luke 10:15 says, and thou shalt be thrust down to hell. Notice that both these verses uses the word down to hell. And again, I want to emphasize to those who would like to try to make this as the word grave in the English form. Remember, even when this word Hades is used in the English form as grave or as hell, it has the same meaning. the meaning doesn't change, which is the unseen world. Now, let me emphasize to those of you who would like to try to make this word here, where I just read these two verses, into the English word grave, it would not work. Because of the simple fact that the Jewish people did not dig holes in the ground to bury their dead. Therefore, the word cast down to hell could not, in any sense of the word, refer to dropping a body or putting it down in the ground, because they did not dig holes and they did not cast their dead down in the ground. Therefore, the word down in both these verses does not refer to a grave as we know it, but would refer to, because the simple fact that the Jewish people put their bodies in caves, their departed ones in caves and in tombs, which are places that was dug out in the side of a hill or a mountain. And you would not say that he was cast down in the tomb. That would not be the emphasis here. He would be laid in the tomb. But you wouldn't say he was cast down. So, in other words, what I'm emphasizing here is the simple fact that there's no way could this word be used referring to a grave. In fact, it would only say that to be cast down into hell would emphasize going below the earth, which would emphasize that, again, hell, or the unseen world, is in the center of the earth, just like Christ said that it was. Now let's speak about the word Sheol, as well as the word Hades, where it is carries the meaning, as far as both of them do, carry the meaning as far as the unseen world. What is the unseen world? What is it reckoned to be? Well, in Luke 16, we can see what the unseen world is like. In Luke 16, where Christ talked about hell and talked about the rich man and the poor man, and how that the rich man went to a place called Tarmen, and the poor man went to Abraham's bosom. One, we talked about already, it was a place of flames, it was a place of fire, and was not a place of comfort. The other place, which was Abraham's bosom, was a place of comfort. There was no torment in Abraham's bosom. Therefore, we can see that in the unseen world, which Christ designates that it's in the center of the earth, or the lower parts of the earth, was composed of, in the Old Testament, like we had talked about already, in the Old Testament saints, when they died, they went to Abraham's bosom, and those who reject the true and only living God, when they died, they went to a place called Tarmen. Therefore, the unseen world consists of two rooms. One room is Abraham's bosom, at that time in the Old Testament, Abraham's bosom, and then it also pertained to a place for those, a place of torment, which was designated as the place of torment. So there's two rooms in this unseen world during the time of the Old Testament. Now let us ask this question. Okay, the unseen world refers to two rooms that are in the center of the earth. Why would there be a word, both in the Hebrew, Sheol, and both in the Greek, Hades, which refers to not a grave like we know it, but maybe to death or to a tomb, carrying the same meaning as unseen world? Well, let me emphasize this, or let me say this. Many people don't understand, nor do they think about it, but the grave, death and the grave itself, is the doorway to the unseen world. The unseen world is two rooms, but how do you get to that unseen world? Well, it's by death, or when we are put into today a grave, or in that time put into a tomb, or when we are buried or laid to rest. Death, process of dying, or death, when we come to it, is the doorway to an eternal existence. Therefore, that is why the word grave carries the same meaning in the Greek and Hebrew as the word Sheol or Hades, but has the same meaning as the unseen world. Let me explain it to you another way. Let's say that you have a house, okay? And let's say that you have a door to that house. And let's say that that door of that house will bring you inside the house where there's two rooms. You have a living room and you have a kitchen, okay? Is not the door a part of the house? When you refer to the whole assembly, when you refer to the house, which is referring to the rooms, the bathroom, the living room, the kitchen, the upstairs, the bedrooms, and the doors and the windows. You say, you sit back and you look at it, at the total structure, and you say, that's a beautiful house. But that door, the front door, is the door that leads you into that house. Well, it's the same way with Sheol and Hades. Hades, which is interpreted in one place, or not interpreted, but is written in the English as grave, but in Hecterion, the interpretation of the unseen world. It's all the unseen world, but you have a door that leads to the unseen world, and that is death, or the grave. When you die, and your body's put away, through death, you enter into the unseen world. You were taken in the Old Testament to the center of the earth, either to Abraham's bosom, or to a place called Tarmac. So think of it like that. The door represents the grave or a tomb. And when you die, you go through that door, and you're either going to go one or two rooms. You're either going to enter in and go to the kitchen, or you're going to enter in and go into the living room when you open that door to that house. But both those rooms, the living room and the kitchen, are part of the house. And the door is also part of the house. So the grave, when it's interpreted grave, it's not a contradiction, but it is part of the unseen world. And the grave, or death, is the doorway to your eternal state. Now let me say this, we talked about it last week. Abraham's bosom is no more in the center of the earth. We talked about it. Christ rose from the dead. He brought the Old Testament saints out of the center of the earth. Abraham's bosom is now closed up. According to Scripture, when you die now, you will immediately to be with the Lord. Because of Christ's death, he opened the way for man no longer to be put on hold in the center of the earth. But because our sins are forgiven, when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, a Christian will go immediately to be with the Lord because heaven has been made open. But the place of torment is still open and is still in the center of the earth. And those who do not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that's their destiny and that's their end. So if you don't know Christ tonight, I sure hope that you will before this program is over with. And I hope you will come to accept Christ's death as the payment for your sins, and that you will confess yourself a sinner and accept what he did upon Calvary as your substitute punishment for your sins. So that your destiny, when it comes to that doorway, that when you go in, that you'll go into heaven to be with the Lord and not down to the center of the earth. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.